This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, maybe even for you. Welcome in, everybody. It is the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Wow, what a week. What an amazing week in the sports world. Do I even have to say how crazy it was? It was as crazy as it can ever be. We had Andrew Luck decide in his prime that it is time to call it quits. And you know what? I have been thinking about this tons and tons ever since the announcement. It's amazing. It's crazy. But you know what? Sometimes you got to give a guy a lot of kudos for stamping up and doing what's exactly right. Too much pain, too much misery, and not enough pleasure. Man, oh man. And you know what? That's with millions and millions of dollars being thrown at this guy. For him to walk away from that, you have to commend him. You have to say, wow. You have to say, holy cow. You have to say, this guy is leaving for all the right reasons. Health is more important than the money. Kudos to Andrew Luck. Other things going on in the sports world, but believe me, that is heavily on my mind. Other things happening like Rory McIlroy. Wow! Talk about a dude having a great week. $15 million, man. Wins the FedEx Cup and $15 million to go along with it. Awesome stuff for Rory. Love the way he took it down. Brooks Koepka right there with him and bam, gets to kind of get himself back and feel really good about himself, Rory McIlroy. So, gotta love what Rory did. Major League Baseball. Holy cow, man. Holy cow. I can't believe it. What an unbelievable week in Major League Baseball, too. We have wild card races heating up. We have all kinds of things to talk about there. We have LeVert. Holy cow. That dude got a ton of money. 3 years, $52 million extension for that guy. So, wow, nice to be LeVert and the Brooklyn Nets, man. And then also, still to come this week, we've got the U.S. Open. Yes, the U.S. Open is here. So tons and tons of things to talk about. Dorfman excited, as you can tell. Just getting loose, just getting warmed up. It is the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
It feels better and better every day. It is really fun to go out and make progress and feel progress. And I'm a far cry from where I want to be. I've got a lot to work on. This team, we've got a lot to work on, but we're doing a great job of living in the moment, taking it day by day, not looking past what we've got going on at that time, at that place. And it's really fun to feel myself on a personal level get better and improve every day, and to see this team get better and improve.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andrew Luck no longer playing for the Indianapolis Colts. It's real. It just happened. And it's kind of hard to digest at this moment in time. But it's real. And it's happening. In the prime of his career, decides to walk away from the game that gave him so much. But it also gave him a lot of pain. And when the pain is too much, it outweighs the positive and the good. I think it's okay to walk away. And you know what? More power to him. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Welcome back in, everybody. Obviously, weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America. Pretty soon we'll be doing the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Week one of the NFL season officially is when that gets underway. So you know we're pretty much less than 2 weeks away. So buckle up for that. As we know, college football got underway. Started that off with Miami and Florida. There were other games, but Miami and Florida were... That was the big game of the day on Saturday. In-state rivalry. A Florida team that's ranked in the top 10 and supposed to be pretty good. A Miami team that we don't know much about. It was competitive. It was a highly competitive football game. Lots of mistakes made week one. Got to expect that. But I'll tell you what, man, buckle up. Get ready. Football is here. Football is back. For those of you that care, looks like Antonio Brown lost yet another grievance with the NFL. Guy just doesn't like to take no for an answer. I just don't understand why some guys look to cause problems more often than not. I understand standing up and believing in what you believe. But I also understand that times change. Technology gets better. And ultimately, you are hoping that you're getting put out on the field with the best equipment possible. So I'm not even quite sure I understand what the hell the grievance is all about with AB. What the hell is this guy fighting for? I get it. You get comfortable with a helmet and the way you see out of it and the weight of it. I've heard it all. But the one thing that I haven't heard, or I haven't heard enough of, is hearing him say, well, it's all about safety and we have better technology. This isn't a hard sell, is what I'm trying to say. Aaron Rodgers didn't want to do it. Tom Brady didn't want to do it. They did it. Are they kind of talking and moaning and groaning a little bit about it? Sure. But did they do it? Yes. Didn't have one grievance, let alone two. So I'm losing patience with Antonio Brown. And I'm telling you what, the Steelers are laughing right now. They got rid of that problem. Sure, he's explosive on the football field. I get it. I totally get it. That's why that headache was somewhat worthwhile for a bit. But man, oh man, that dude looks for problems. Really looks for problems. Speaking of problems, I think what's going on in Dallas is interesting. You have Jerry Jones, who was trying to make a joke, trying to make the situation a little lighter, if you ask me. But with that being said, Jerry kind of got a little personal. Jerry directly was joking about Ezekiel Elliott like he didn't know who he was. And here's the thing. Jerry Jones is one of the best at playing this game of who's in charge. See, he's top dog with the Dallas Cowboys. But they have three really special players. Let's say one really special player and then two other guys that are going to get paid. Because I'm not so sure that Amari Cooper or Dak Prescott are on that special level. Ezekiel Elliott, dude is special. The numbers don't lie. Do I like Dak Prescott? Absolutely. Do I like Amari Cooper? Yep, you bet. Do I like the three of them together? Abso-freaking-lutely I do. But see, that's just it. I think they're only as good as they are if they're together. Amari Cooper gives Dak Prescott that breakaway guy that he can go downfield with. Ezekiel Elliott gives him that running back who can break any single play. So you take those two things away, and you're not taking Amari Cooper away. He's there. But right now, Amari Cooper's thinking about getting paid. So is Dak Prescott, for that matter. And we know Ezekiel Elliott's thinking about it because he isn't there. So the question, and with the offer that they made too, by the way, second highest, but he wants, he, he's, he's holding out because he wants to get paid like the highest paid player. And again, based on the numbers, Ezekiel Elliott has a great argument. But when you have to think about what's best for all the parties involved, then you say, maybe he should take the second highest paid so that they have a little bit more money that they can bring Dak Prescott and make him happy. And then the same thing with Amari Cooper. But see, that's just not the way sports work anymore these days. All these guys are out to get theirs, and they don't give a rat's you know what about anybody else. And part of me says, hey, I get it. I totally understand it. More power to them. Take as much money as you possibly can because you're not overpaid if the market will bear it. But common sense has to come into play. And if you want to be that effective and you want to be that great, well, then take a little bit less so that you can stick with the boys and continue to do what you're doing as a crew. Because none of you do it individually. Man, oh man, you know I can ramble all night long about sports. You know that. I do hear the music behind me. I know I got to take a pause for the cause, so I'll do that. But when I come back, I'm going to continue talking about what's going on in the sports world. Tons of things happening. So I want to try to get to as much as I possibly can. Keep it close, everybody. It's Andy Dorf. I'm hanging out right here with you doing the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
This is Sports Overnight America.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody, coming back at you. Why don't you get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Follow me there, too. It's always kind of fun to follow somebody. Follow me on Twitter, Dorf on Sports. Follow the fan page on Facebook, too. It's Dorf on Sports on Facebook. Always let you know what's going on. I got put things on there pretty much every day. Get a lot of good engagement with people. So get at me. It's either Dorf on Sports on Twitter or it's Dorf on Sports on Facebook on the fan page. And then call me right here at 1-800-878-7529. All right, so I'm going to kind of give you some of my thoughts and opinions about week 3 preseason NFL. Can run through some scores for you, which some of them started on Thursday. You had the Giants beating the Bengals 25-23. You had the Redskins beating the Falcons 19-7. Had the Panthers losing to the Patriots 10-3. Had the Ravens taking care of business against the Eagles 26-15. Raiders 22-21, that was a wild one in Winnipeg, the craziness there with the Packers and Raiders, 22-21 on that last-second field goal. Dolphins 22-7 over the Jaguars. Buccaneers 13-12 over the Browns. And then you had the Bills beating the Lions 24-20. Vikings took care of the Cardinals 20-9. Cowboys 34-0 over the Texans. Bears 27-17 over the Colts. And that was an odd situation. Seriously, seeing Andrew Luck walk out of there after the news broke. Just Adam Schefter, I love it, man. You can break news. It's cool. I get it, bro. Sometimes, though, let things take their natural course. Why can't we ever just let them take their natural course? Guy had a plan. That got totally nixed, man. Totally nixed. Had to kind of address the situation a little bit early. All right, Saints get it done against the Jets, 28-13. 49ers, 27-17 over the Chiefs, 10-6. The Rams beat the Broncos. Seahawks, 23-15 over the Super Chargers. Just kidding, they're just the L.A. Chargers, but I like to call them the Super Chargers. Steelers, 18-6 over the Titans, who, by the way, did not look anywhere near midseason form. All right, so I'm going to kind of pick on a few different things. And why don't I start with the Browns and Baker Mayfield and them not being able to live up to the hype. I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. When Odell Beckham starts moaning and groaning about not getting the ball, when Baker Mayfield starts pointing fingers, when we realize that they really don't have a so-called leader, they got a bunch of guys that they think they're leaders, but I'm not sold, and you shouldn't either. You should not be sold on the Cleveland Browns. There's going to be surprises, but I think in this case, it's going to be the surprise where you say, they're not that good, and I can't believe I was buying into that hype. Part of me wants to see Baker fail. Part of me wants to see him succeed. The part of me that wants to see him fail is the part that the dude can be pretty cocky and arrogant. And then the other part of me is like, well, you know what? I kind of like that because every sport needs a guy that has an edge to him. But I'm also old school in the sense of I like seeing a guy do it over and over for a long time. Baker, you haven't done that. So when you talk trash about Daniel Jones, and I don't even know if he was talking trash because then it got twisted like he wasn't. I think – here's what I think. You're best off just going out and letting your own play do its talking. Don't talk smack about other people. Even if it's not smack, it can be – it can be twisted like it's smack. I'll give you a perfect example. You ever start texting with somebody, and before you know it, that person's pissed off at you because of your text message that you weren't even trying to get them pissed off with? Same concept. All right, so I don't want to go too much on the Browns, but I do think it's going to be tough. Do think it's going to be really tough for them to live up to the hype. I think we're sleeping on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think we're forgetting that they've kind of been large and in charge for a long time. And I don't think Big Ben is ready to roll over for Baker Mayfield. All right, let's talk Arizona Cardinals for a moment. The feeling here in Arizona, because I do come to you from Phoenix, Arizona, which is where I live. People feel like the Cardinals had a better showing. I don't know, man. Kyler Murray hasn't thrown a touchdown in the preseason. They haven't really unleashed anything as far as this high-powered, potent offense. How do you expect guys to just come out and do it when the games count? If you haven't shown anything, how do you expect guys to just be able to come out and do it week one? And the way that you're talking about running down the field and having this super fast offense, how in the hell are the offensive linemen going to be able to keep that pace up? I think the audacity and the arrogance of the Arizona Cardinals is either going to get absolutely exploited, or you know what? They caught lightning in a bottle and they fooled us all. Please tell me the last time that a guy coming in to the NFL running a college system has been successful. And how long was that guy successful for? So if you think you're catching lightning in a bottle, think again. Kyler Murray's going to have trouble seeing over the freaking offensive line, man. Have you ever seen this guy out on the field with everybody else? He looks really, really small. Really small. All right, somebody loves the way I'm preaching to you here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Always check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Call me 1-800-878-7529. We'll take you into the wee hours of the night, people. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica. Dorf man coming at you right here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. What's up, brother? How you feeling?
You know what, Andy? I'm actually feeling pretty good today. I mean, no, it's been a while. I've kind of crawled out of the basement. I've been on the music tour of the summer, kind of enjoying life and kind of ready to get back. It's football season. Let's get back in the sports world. But a couple things on my mind. First, let's go positive. Little League World Series. I mean, the team from New Orleans today, I don't know if you watched the game, but that the pitcher, this kid, throws a complete game shutout, goes the last batter, goes over 85 pitches. I mean, these guys were studs. They came out of the loser bracket. And I don't know how many of your listeners know how Little League baseball works with the double elimination tournament. And when you go to the loser bracket, you got to like play like games every day. So what happens is that your pitching, and I was a coach of the league, gets completely depleted by the end. And this manager, I don't know how he did it, but he was able to save his ace and got him in the championship game. And this kid was lights out. I mean, the last batter fouled off 11 pitches. It was like a 14-pitch bat to get the final out. And this kid was money. I mean, if there's anything greater than, you know, the Little League World Series, I mean, please, you know, the NCAA tournament's great and the professional sports are great, but there's something that is so endearing and so wonderful about this tournament that I was just like watching it going in tears. I love it. I'm so happy that ESPN has made it a big event. They throw it on ABC, and it's just a wonderful celebration of kids, of baseball, of sport, of emotion. It's unlike anything else. I mean, we almost get it in the college ranks, but when you get it down to 12-year-olds, and this was an only 12-year-old team. I mean, when my kids played, you remember, with the ages, you by the time you got the World Series, you had 13-year-olds. This team was only 12-year-olds. The first team out of Louisiana, out of New Orleans, ever to make the tournament and win the tournament. Congratulations. I mean, it was just wonderful. That's on my mind. Negatively, I don't know if you know about this story, but I spoke about this in the morning. No, my University of Miami Hurricanes, I mean, I was there during when the U was the U, 82-86. I was there during the 30 for 30 U thing and all that, and we were, you know, into the Catholics and Convicts thing. But last night, when University of Miami fans assaulted the University of Florida band while they're going to their bus.
Hey, Mitch, let me have you hold that thought. I've got to take a break. I'm not going to cut you off. You know how the Dorfman rolls. I'm going to give you your spot to come right back and tell me all about this. I love what you're bringing to the show. The Little League World Series, dude, it's awesome stuff. I love those kids from Louisiana and what they did, the way that they ran through it. So trust me, bro, you're going to get some time on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll continue talking about the sports world. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap. And, yes, you're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207.
800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Yeah, you got me, Andy Dorf. As always, I'm here with you starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I go late night with you here on Sports Overnight America, weekend recap style. We got the NFL Rewind coming in super hot. Week one of the NFL season, which is literally right around the corner. I can't wait for it. As you can tell, Dorfman is jacked up big time. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. And like I said, man, I always do what I say because I am all about the people, man, for the people, by the people, and because of the people. And you know what? We're going to jump back out to the phones. We're going to hook back up with my main man, Mitch in Santa Monica, because he's brought some good stuff to the table tonight. I love talking Little League World Series. I love talking just about anything, to be quite honest with you. Whatever's on your mind is always on my mind. And you know what? I do know that he went to the U back in the day, Miami. He said 82 to 86. Look, man, this guy has laid it out there on the line for me. He shares his sports knowledge. He shares his passion. Mitch, get back at it, bro. What's up?
So, continue what I was saying. The last night, for those of you who did not watch or read the papers, Miami and Florida kicked off in week, what they call zero, the NCAA football season. And it was a, you know, terribly played game with a lot of errors and miscues. Let that be because of there's no preseason in the NCAA, and now we're trying to like do these like first games with these marquee matchups. Okay, yep. That being said, there were errors on both sides of the ball, but at the end, it was an exciting finish where Miami had 11 plays in the last 4 minutes and 8 seconds within 20 yards and couldn't punch it in. Even after they muffed a punt and missed a field goal where they could have been in position to win or tie, Florida had some turnovers as well. I mean, it was a crazy game. It was a classic yes. college football game, and it just was excitement. It was like it was in a neutral site in Orlando. It's hot. It's muggy. But what I really want to get to, and this is what really upset me as a sports fan, was what happened after the game. And after the game, I was in the marching band at Miami. My son marches at Cal. We both march in high school. After games, the marching bands leave the stadium and they are in formation and they go to their buses and leave. Some Miami fan decided to go and kind of break up this march to the bus, and okay. as any good band director would do, went to shield his kids from this fan, in which this guy gets assaulted by a Miami fan, and then another guy puts him in a chokehold. He ends up in the hospital. I mean, this is not what this is what my school is about. This is not what sports is about. And it's a game, people. As fun and as passionate as we can get with the Dorf fan or whoever you want to talk to at the water cooler on Monday, you know, at your work or on your phone or on your text. The bottom line is, it's a freaking sport. And if you lose, you lose. And if you win, you win. And the last thing you do is you take it out on your opponents, let alone a freaking band director. Totally. I mean, guys who are just there to entertain and create the atmosphere that adds more to that. I mean, college football is about the bands and the cheerleaders and all of this stuff that's extracurricular. I mean, you know from Wisconsin, of all that extracurricular stuff that happens during the game, all that is fan-based and it's student-based, and that to have that taken away and diminished by some poor soul, actually with two guys, I mean, it just makes me feel just sick to my stomach being an alumni to Miami. Hey.
I'm with you, bro. And listen, let me jump in because you got some great points, okay? And I just want to throw my two cents in here. You know what? Here's the problem in general is everybody takes sports way too damn serious these days. You know, people get absolutely bent out of shape week in and week out about their team, man. Have you ever thought about a sport that's more up and down as far as fans' emotions than football, whether it's college or NFL? You see how people are absolutely crazy about their teams. You see how people get nuts with their friends during the season. People don't talk to each other. Dude, there's something about it. And you know what? Here's the problem. There's only going to be one winner at the end of the day. So there's going to be a bunch of people that are upset about what goes on all season long. But honestly, you tell me another sport that gives you the emotional roller coaster that football does week in and week out, where you think your team's on top of the world one week, and then the next week they're on the bottom of the mountain and you're saying how bad they are. So it literally, dude, NFL stands for not for long. And it's so true. It is. So true. And I'll even give you another example. When a guy like Andrew Luck decides to call it quits like he did in the prime of his career at 29 years old, people are upset about that. They start booing him on the field because they don't understand what goes in Monday through Friday. All they see is the glamour, the spotlight, the highlights, and they think that that's what it's all about, Mitch in Santa Monica. And let me tell you something. It's not all the glamour and all the spotlights. There's a lot of hard work, sweat, blood, and tears that goes in there, and people don't hear about that. They don't see that part enough. All they see is the guy coming out there on Saturday or Sunday, and they think that life is unbelievable for these guys, and it isn't always so unbelievable. I'm going to give you the last word, and then I got to let you run. Go ahead, man.
Well, for those of you who listen to this program on a regular basis, and I've been in as Mitch of Santa Monica, you know that I'm an avid Wisconsin sports fan. And I went to the University of Miami, and my kid goes to Cal, and my other kid went to the Wisconsin. And football is my sport. And what it boils down to, Andy, is that unlike baseball or basketball, you know, in the NFL, you got 16 games, and they're not all playoff games. In the NCAA, you have what, 10, 12, 11 games,
uh-huh.
11 games, and they're basically all playoff games. So, you know, yeah, if Aaron Rodgers and the Packers lose on Sunday, I'm pretty bummed till Wednesday. I'm really bummed. I'm bummed. But by Wednesday, I'm focusing on either Thursday night, Saturday, Sunday, or the next Monday. So, you know, I regroup, and it's, you know, time to move on. I have no
right.
problems feeling bummed because that's who I am. I'm a fan. And you know what? I can feel that way. But what I can't do is take that out on other people physically or emotionally. Sure, I can talk to my rival, especially if there's a coworker in which we're playing who may be a Bears fan, and we go at it, and it's all in fun and jest. But there's
yep.
no physical harm. There's no, like a point in which it gets too antagonistic in which we make someone feel bad about it. This
yep.
should be fun. Sports is about having fun. And when it comes to a point where a band director gets put into a hospital, I mean, I'm sorry. That's where
enough.
I lose it. That's
yeah,
where I lose
I'm
it. And this is my university. This is my university in which kids are paying upwards to $90K a year to go to that freaking place.
Yeah,
that's
bad,
wrong.
Man.
That is
that
not
is bad.
Wrong.
Mitch, I got to let you run, bro. Really, really, really good stuff from Mitch in Santa Monica tonight, man. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. We can talk about the misfortunes that happen in sports, or we can talk about what's going on right now. It makes no difference to me. There are a couple things that I want to get in before I get out of here, and that's why I had to let Mitch go. I could talk to that guy all night long. He's a huge supporter of me, listens to the show all the time. I give him plenty of time to talk about what's going on. I'll do the same for you. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. We can talk there too, at Dorf on Sports. Real quickly, wildcard races are interesting. Cleveland on top right now with that top spot in the American League. Tampa Bay in the second spot. The Oakland Athletics in the outside looking in, just a half a game back. And then you got the Red Sox, who are six games back of that. I don't think the Red Sox are going to be in the mix. I think it becomes Cleveland, Minnesota, because whoever doesn't win that division may or may not get in based on Tampa Bay and then the Oakland Athletics. National League is a little different.
the Nationals have definitely gotten themselves in a little bit of a different position than anybody else. They've stepped up is what I'm trying to say. They've got that number one wild card spot by four games. They're not losing it. Okay. They're hanging. So really this comes down to who's going to get the second wild card spot. And my gut tells me that it's going to wind up being the Cubs just because they've got so much talent and they should get there. But the Phillies are right there. The Brewers, I don't really like them, but they're there because they're two games back. The Mets are two games back. The Mets have been the hottest, and now they've kind of cooled off a little bit. So that's to be expected a little bit. But I personally think the Cubs wind up getting that. It's going to be close between the Phillies, the Brewers, the Cubs, and the Mets as well. I give a little bit of an edge to the Cubs. All right, just had to touch on baseball because division races are relatively boring. But the wild card race, thank God for the second wild card. Seriously, Bud Selig, I'm not a huge fan, as you know. I've said it many, many times before. But I am a big fan of what he did with the wild card and adding the second wild card because it has made baseball so much, so much more exciting coming down the stretch of things. All right, real quickly, got to touch on the U.S. Open. Holy cow, man, it's here. The last major of tennis this of the year. You have Serena Williams, who is always a favorite. You gotta like her at any single tournament whenever she's there because she's just that damn good. When she's playing at her best, the only thing that can stop Serena is Serena. And I think that she's going to have payback on her mind from what happened last year. She got to the finals. We all know the whole situation that happened with her and the chair ump and how that all took place. I think that the crowd is going to have Serena's back. I think Serena's got a lot to prove, and she really, really wants number 24. What better spot than at the U.S. Open to achieve that? I think this is setting up fantastic. And by the way, check out Coco Gauff. She'll be there as well. She got a wild card into this thing, so she's going to be playing. She's the young American who did so well at Wimbledon. I hope she does well here too. I really do. I have high hopes for her. I think she's handling the pressure so well, it's ridiculous. Don't believe that she's 15 and some odd days years old because she goes out there and she looks like she's 25 the way she handles everything. And then on the men's side, look, man, I'm sorry, it's Novak, it's Roger, or it's Rafa. There's going to be some other guys that might push them along the way, but ultimately, it's really hard for me to bet against the big three in men's tennis at this point in time. They're just that damn good, man, that they seem to get to semifinals and finals all the time. So until somebody can go out there and dethrone those guys, I'm sticking with the big three. Do I think there's going to be some adversity? Do I think they're going to get pushed? Can Tsitsipas do some damage? Sure, absolutely. Will Nick Kyrgios be a spectacle in one way or another? Probably. Is it going to be because of what he does on the court as far as his tennis game, or is it going to be because of what he does as far as his antics? Obviously, we're going to have to wait and see, but you know what? The U.S. Open is here, man. It's the last major tennis tournament of the year until we have the Australian Open, which is after the beginning of the year. So this is it when it comes to tennis and the big ones. I'm excited, if you can't tell. And I love tennis as well, too. So anyways, I know I hear the music behind me. I got to take one final pause for the cause. I'll come back, wrap up the hour, give you the Dorfman's parting shot like I always do. So keep it close, everybody. Follow me on Twitter as well, Dorf on Sports. Hit me up here on the program. It's 1-800-878-7529. You're hanging out with me here, as always, on the Weekend Recap, Andy Dorf and Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Final time coming at you in this hour on the weekend recap, Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Always goes way too quickly, people. Seriously, goes way too quickly. Get at me on Twitter. Follow me there, too. It's Dorf on Sports. All right. As always, you know how I like to leave you with a parting shot or two, and tonight's going to be no different. It's the same as it always is, man. That's how we get to where we do these things each and every week. NFL football, man, it's literally right around the corner. We've gotten some shocking news about Andrew Luck and obviously him hanging it up, and that's going to be the talk of the next couple weeks for sure. As far as the NFL, among other things, obviously, with Antonio Brown and his grievances that he keeps playing with, and then the Cowboys and what's going on there, and Arizona and what's happening with Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury, and obviously some other stories. Aaron Rodgers didn't play in the preseason. Tom Brady and the Patriots, can they get back to winning another Super Bowl? So trust me, man, I'm looking very much forward to the NFL rewind here on Sports Overnight America starting week one of the NFL football season. You can believe that 100%. It's literally right around the corner. Dorfman is so excited, if you can't tell. Football is just the king, man. It literally is the king. Speaking of the king, you've got the Prince hanging out too right now too, and that got underway with obviously college football and Miami and Florida week one, and we heard about what happened after the game. Not cool, obviously not cool, and Miami Hurricane fans are passionate, but at the same time, you got to realize that it is just a game, and you love watching the game itself. So don't go out there and ruin what is a great 3 or 4 hours of your time and make a mistake and wind up doing something that you may regret for the rest of your life. It's just beyond stupid, if you ask me. Sports are an outlet. Sports are here for fun, people. Don't abuse them.
Don't get too crazy about what you're seeing, and don't let those emotions get the best of you. Speaking of which, I got to get the heck out of Dodge because, you know what? Time is up, man. So, as always, got to thank Scott on the other side for making it all possible. I'm Andy Dorf. It was the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. Talk to you next week, everybody.